I'm at the Corporation in Sheffield talking to Charlie from Arch Enemy. Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Very good, thank you, so far.
Good, good. Welcome to Sheffield as well.
Well, thank you.
Right, so you're on the second show tonight of this UK run of the War Eternal Tour. So how are you feeling? How was last night in Norwich, your first show?
Bit on the warm side. But it was good. It was great. But it was very, very, very sweaty.
Yeah. Quite good weather here for once in the UK.
Well, yeah. Why not for a change?
Yeah. Okay, so Arch Enemy's been extremely busy the past couple of years. Of course, with Angela's departure in 2014, then Alyssa joining the band, plus also more recently the addition of Jeff Loomis. So how's everyone adapted to the changes, and what kind of impact has it had on the band dynamics?
Everybody would be doing very well. I mean, I think we're more of a solid unit now than we've been in a very, very long time. I mean, Angela left because she wasn't feeling it anymore, really. You know, she's given it, like, a very, very good part of her life, and she wanted to move on. So it's great to have somebody come in who actually, you know, wants to give it her all, you know. So, and same thing with Jeff. I mean, we've known Jeff for, I don't know, since like way back in the 90s, and you know, we toured together several times before, so we know him really well. And we actually asked him to join him about 10 years ago, but then he was, of course, like busy with Nevermore. But yeah, so timing was perfect now, and no, it's great. Like the whole overall feel within the band is just couldn't be better.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you've done a mammoth amount of touring, last year with Creator, and then also Nightwish and Amorphis, plus your current tour and lots of festivals you've just done. So are there any highlights from all this past year?
It's really hard to like pick them, though, because there's been so many. And, you know, they're all different, from like the smallest clubs to like we played Wacken just a few weeks ago now. Yeah. Which was a glorious evening, and that, and you know, doing like you mentioned, like Creator, like good friends of ours, and hugely, you know, influential band on all of us, and you know, getting to do a tour with them around like both the U.S. and Europe for like 3 months, that was great, and then getting to play with Nightwish also, like, that exposed us to like a large amount of people that just never ever heard of us before. And that was also great, because like it's the first time in many years that we actually done a support tour, and when they asked us, we just couldn't turn it down, because we thought, why not? And especially since it's like very different type of music, that we could you know, really be a chance for us to maybe gain 2 or 3 new fans a night. Well, you know, it's got to be like at least a couple out of like 10,000 every night. So.
yeah, great stuff. Yeah. What about Amorphis? Do you know them well as well?
Yeah. No, known them for a bunch of years, but never toured with them before.
Yeah.
So it's great. But they're great guys and great band as well.
Yeah.
So like all three bands on that tour, it was bunch of like circus folk going around.
Yeah. Oh, great stuff. Yeah. Okay. And it must take so much strength and energy doing all this touring that you do. I mean, it's been pretty constant. So what makes life on the road easier for you? What do you do to cope with it all?
Play shows.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the carrot dangling.
Yeah.
Even if like you have a day and you're just not feeling it, and you might be somewhere where you're not actually in a city, so there's nothing else to see, but you know, you get really good at that type of thing, like after a few years, like what to do and what not to do on tour, and but you know, as long as there are like other great people on the tour, you just hang out and listen to music, you do whatever, and then you know, a bit of party at the end of the night, maybe.
Yeah,
a couple of times a week, maybe.
Yeah.
Why not? So yeah, no. But it's basically it's the shows that keeps us going. Because no matter how you feel, like you're extremely tired, it can be like almost like to the point of being sleepy just right before a show.
Yeah.
But once the intro starts and you get up there and you see people out there, and then it's like, yep. It's all worth it. And then, like, you start feeling sort of like at the end of the show, like, oh, no, this is too short. Play some more.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Lucky fans then. Mm-hmm. Okay, so War Eternal was released 2 years ago with huge success for Arch Enemy, reaching high chart positions. Can you reveal any plans for the next album to come?
We're sort of aiming for maybe sort of like September release next year.
Right.
So we are working on songs right now, and looking to, as soon as this all ends, like, you know, putting songs together and, you know, entering the studio and doing all of that. But you know, we'll take our sweet ass time, because, you know, if it's good, you know, it's good, and if it's not, we keep on working. You know,
yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. We're not going to release anything until we feel it's 100%.
Yeah.
So
you've done some writing already.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a matter of, like, putting all the, like, tons of musical ideas that we have into actual songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's anyone's guess how that'll go. But it always once you put your mind to it and focus, you know, it usually goes, you know, it goes pretty quickly, actually. It's like once you get to that process. Because you get into it and you're just in that headspace and it's nothing else you're doing. That's why it's hard. I mean, you write bits and pieces on the road, but it's hard to actually write, like, you know, full-on songs.
Mm.
At least for some people, you know, that's what they do, but not really for us.
Yeah.
We need to sort of, like, clear our heads from everything else.
Yeah, right. Can you tell me about the equipment that you use?
Well, I play Ibanez basses. It's the SDA3 that I use right now, which is my third signature model.
Right.
Available at a music store near you. And Aguilar amps and Rode Sound strings, and that's about it for me.
Yeah.
A couple of cables here and there.
Yeah. So what's special about Ibanez?
They just make very good instruments, and they've made it to my specifications. I said I want this and I want that, and they made it, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay. So with the ever-changing world of the music business, how's it affected Arch Enemy? Has it affected you in any way? Is it more complex these days? Any more difficult for you as a band?
I think we were a bit lucky because we sort of started to make a name for ourselves before everything really changed. So I think it's more difficult today for a band, for a young band, to break through because, you know, it's a bit cluttered out there. So many, because it's easier because you have the channels, like, to make yourself known, but so does everybody else.
Yeah.
So, and that's the big problem. And of course, like, record sales gone down, so you have to go about it a different way. But we're doing very well on the touring circus, so so we can't really complain. It's just like, it's just different. I wouldn't say it's like it's better or worse, you know, like it just is what it is these days, and you just gotta adapt to it. But having said that, I think metal fans are still a bit old school. Most people, I mean, they like to own physical products.
Yeah,
they do. And and so, especially now, like, we have, like, very young people who's like, they were never into CDs, but they're now into vinyl.
Which is great
because, like, because that's what, you know, because I was never really into the CDs, too small.
Sounds
all right. I mean, I have no thing. Some people say vinyl sounds better. Maybe it does. I just think that the covers are too small.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can't beat vinyl, definitely. No. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. So, can you tell me a bit about the music you listen to then? What do you like to relax to?
Silence is something I've gotten into lately.
Right.
Yeah. Like it a lot.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it. It's hard to say, like, when we do listen to music, I think it's. I it's a bit boring, but I haven't really heard anything new lately that I've gotten into. Maybe it's just because my brain is too old or something like that. When I do listen to something that I haven't heard before, it's usually something old that I've missed, you know.
Right, yeah.
And so when we do, you know, jam some tunes on the bus, like rolling down the road, it's going to be old stuff, whether it's something, you know, old school, like just rock or metal or anything. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have no tips for new music, if that's what you're after.
Just a good old classic.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tour finishes next month. You've just got a few more dates, haven't you? And then have you got Japan as well? Have you got a date in Japan, did I see?
No, it's not Japan.
One.
We're doing Knotfest in Mexico.
Ah, Mexico, that'll be, yeah.
What else? We're going to do the 17,000 tons. 70, not 17.
Yeah.
So this is our own little smaller boat.
Yeah.
No, so we're doing that, and then we don't know if there's anything else coming up. As it looks now, the boat show will be the last one on this tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, never say never. Things keep on, like, popping up, and if something that looks too good to say no to, we do say yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it all depends on, like, what happens and, like, how far we've gone with the album process and all that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But, you know, we're nearing the end.
It's been a big one, so I'm sure you're ready for a bit of a break.
We were looking at, you know, at least, like, 250-something shows, so it's like...
Yeah, a lot. So you're going to be getting into the studio as well, like you said earlier. Yeah, so that's the main next plan for the band.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So trying to, like, get out of the circus mode and back to good old, you know, getting your hands dirty again.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, so lots for the fans to look forward to. So to finish off, would you like to leave a message for the fans?
Well, you know, just thank you to everybody who came out and saw our shows. And next time, bring a friend.
Thanks very much for your time, and have a good show tonight. Thank you.